Welcome to the Misfits audio presentation of The Bullies, Episode 2, House Calls, Extreme Thirst, and Forbidden Bacon. We know dogs talk to each other. We may not always know what they're saying, but they seem to communicate quite well. But sometimes, dogs have even less important things to say. Have you met the Bullies? Five bulldogs from various backgrounds that meet at Frank's, an abandoned restaurant in the seedy side of town. Oh, and they talk.
I'm going to die!
Really? I mean, how? That's horrible. How do you know?
Read this!
Sale on squeaky toys at Animal Central?
No, Boaz, the other page.
Five things that give dogs gas?
Here, let me see that Hobart. I'll find it. Here, right there.
Top 10 foods dogs should never eat.
That's the one, Babushka. Look at item number 10.
Whoa, any dog that eats that is gonna die.
It was nice knowing you guys.
Harley curled up in a fetal position and started sucking his paws. This was done because, as you know, dogs have no thumbs.
Oh, dear. Harley, did you eat some of this?
Oh.
Now you're just being a baby.
How can you say that? I could be dead by morning.
What began as a snatch-and-grab food opportunity turned into a crisis for Harley. This, in turn, led to a crisis for the Bullies.
I was going to learn to crochet today, but how can I when a friend is clinging to life?
Stay with me. I may be gone soon.
Don't forget your forwarding address. Thanks, Babushka. I probably deserve that.
You're welcome.
Early in the day, Harley was stretched out in the morning sun shining through the living room window. His people, Tony, Jody, and Jimmy, were in the kitchen making breakfast.
Well, what are you doing, Tony?
Making breakfast, featuring something other than cold cereal or toaster-heated waffles.
Hot breakfast. I would love a hot breakfast.
Harley, you know you're not supposed to be in the kitchen.
Yet I go to Frank's every Saturday night. I even go into the kitchen. Sometimes I dance in there, and no one tells me to knock it off.
Oh, honey, he looks so adorable. Doesn't he, Jimmy?
Yeah, Mom. Cute.
Sell it, Harley. You'll have Jimmy on your side.
And he looks so sad.
Like a losing contestant on a game show.
Boo-hoo, Tony. Look at my sad face. Yes, I am pathetic.
He really wants in here, Tony.
Come on, Dad. Harley is part of the family.
This is a conspiracy. Oh, come on, you wrinkled mutt.
Wait just a minute. Did he really call me a mutt? I'll have you know I come from the finest bloodlines in all of Europe. I do not have to take this abuse.
Would you like some bread, Harley?
I'm a mutt. For a piece of bread, I am a mutt. I have no shame.
And in that moment, suspended between Tony's plate and the edge of the table, was the holy grail of breakfast food. Harley had detected it the moment it came out of the refrigerator, and had been listening to the churning of his own stomach as the odor wafted from the frying pan past the forbidden zone that had, until recently, separated him from the kitchen.
Bacon. I can't stand it. I love the smell of bacon. If only I could try a slice, I could die a happy bully.
As if a wish had been granted, Tony accidentally nudged the table, and while the owner was looking away, the pet watched the bacon dance a slow, twisting waltz destined to fall by the edicts of the laws of gravity. Harley snatched the bacon from the jaws of victory and felt alive in a way he hadn't known in a very long time. Surely, this was the food of heaven. It was utter perfection. It was salty, it was warm, it was crispy, yet somehow soft. Nothing else Harley had ever tasted left him with such delight.
Nothing. Not even that piece of chicken I grabbed from the trash.
But if he had only known what his greedy indulgence would mean, he would have left the bacon lie.
Okay, now you're freaking me out. What's going on?
Suddenly, Harley felt very thirsty.
Water. I need water.
All he could concentrate on was the taste of salt in his mouth.
Hey, narrator, why am I so thirsty?
What Harley didn't know is that eating bacon can send a dog to an early grave.
What? Why didn't you stop me?
If you remember, you can't see me. I'm just a voice. I couldn't stop you.
A simple, hey, Harley, bacon can kill you. Don't eat it would have been nice.
It would also have made the story much shorter.
So I have to suffer so you can tell a story?
It's considered art.
Do I look like an artist?
Go to your friends, Harley. Perhaps they can help. Oh, and take that magazine by the couch. You won't convince them otherwise.
So, what do we do for Harley?
Say goodbye.
Boaz, that's just wrong.
He shouldn't have eaten bacon. It's bad for the digestion.
Why?
Because it, I'm not really sure.
Why?
Because I didn't go to medical school.
Why?
Because I wanted to turn out grumpy, cantankerous, and without anything that could be thought of as bedside manner.
Really?
No, but I'm too old to change now. Quit asking so many questions.
Why?
The why game would go on for a while, so Babushka decided to make a call.
Why?
Sorry, Horbert. I'm not playing the game right now. I think Boaz was.
If I only knew where you were.
Just one of the benefits of being an unseen narrator. Let's get back to the call.
Why?
Dr. Malone?
How did you get this number?
Are you playing golf?
Either that or I'm in a meeting.
I'm going with golf.
Would you believe a brunch with a highly influential golden retriever?
No.
How about getting my car repaired in Hawaii?
Doctor, we're talking about life or death here.
I don't usually make house calls.
You always make house calls.
You're persistent, I'll give you that. Where you at?
Frank's restaurant.
No wonder it's life or death. That place has been condemned since June.
It's where we meet to play Go Fish, Tiddlywinks, and charades.
Make it slapjack, and I'm there.
What kind of a doctor are you?
I'm an Irish Terrier. How good could I be? It's not like I'm a St. Bernard going to all the uppity canine medical schools and such.
I probably should have ended the conversation sooner, but terriers are always so much fun to listen to. Anyway, Dr. Malone arrived and began his diagnosis of Harley. His expression suggested all was not well.
So, you ate a slice of cooked bacon.
I didn't know it could kill me.
It can't.
What?
Bacon itself can't kill you, lad. It's what you do after you eat the bacon that causes the problems.
Like tap dancing in traffic?
Yes, that would be one of the ways you could die after eating bacon, I suppose. However, it's not the one I was thinking of.
Jumping out of an airplane without a parachute?
Oh, that's a good answer, Hobart.
Thanks, Boaz.
So, what should I avoid doing, Doc?
Drinking water or other liquids.
No water ever?
Look, you're thirsty, aren't you, Harley?
Yes. It's like I swallowed the desert, stuffed cotton in my mouth and turned a blow dryer on my face.
Wow, that's very specific. It's actually the salt, lad. Now, if you drank the water you think you need, it would cause your stomach to swell and then twist.
And that's bad?
Like getting caught in a taffy puller. Do you want to see another sunrise?
Yes.
Then yes, eating bacon is bad. Your mind will tell you you need more water, but you don't.
What can we do to help him, Doc?
Well, Mamie, one of the best things you can do is give Harley only a little water every hour or so until the danger passes.
Doc, I'm seeing a bright light. Am I dying?
Calm down, Harley. I was just looking at your eyes with my pen light. You seem to be doing okay for now.
I believe I was promised a game of slapjack.
I'd play, Doc, but this could be my last night on Earth.
All the more reason to play, lad.
He's right, Harley. Might as well enjoy your last night on Earth playing a game where you get your paw slapped for winning.
When you say it like that, maybe we should play something else.
Like other times, the five Bulldogs played games. First, go fish.
Do you have Lefty the Lobster?
Go fish.
Then, Tiddlywinks.
Who knew flipping little plastic circles could be this much fun?
Then, charades.
You're a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
No, Hobart. I was a bow and arrow.
That was tough. I mean, you were just laying there, sprawled out. You could have been any spreadable food product. Bow and arrow? I never saw that.
And Harley did okay until Dr. Malone left. Boaz, Mamie, Hobart, and Babushka all agreed that they would take turns staying up with Harley to make sure he was okay.
And to keep him away from water.
That's true. Who's first?
I got this one!
And while everyone else fell asleep, Hobart and Harley spoke about deep and compelling questions.
Do you ever lick your paws?
But before Harley could answer the question...
Hobart, are you awake? I'm really thirsty. I'm just going to go and get a drink, if that's okay. All you need to do is snore.
One step after another led Harley away from his sleeping friends and toward a source for the water he had been dreaming about.
Just 5 minutes alone with a garden hose. It's all I need. 5 minutes.
The best of intentions are no match for action. Hobart didn't mean to fall asleep, and because he slept, the other bullies weren't awakened to take his place. The sun shining through the front window of Frank's restaurant was a wake-up call none of them wanted.
Hobart, if you hadn't fallen asleep, Harley would be here now.
If you hadn't insisted on me watching over him, this never would have happened, Babushka. You know I'm irresponsible.
You're right. You're both to blame.
If Harley hadn't eaten the bacon, none of this would happen. But he did, and we weren't there for him.
The four bullies searched every room in the restaurant.
He's not in the bathroom.
They checked the alley out back.
Stupid cat.
They went to the park he loved.
He really did love this park.
Have I ever told you I hate this park?
They walked more that morning than they had all week.
Okay, hold it. You're the narrator, right?
That is true.
And you know everything, right?
About this story? Yes.
So, why don't you just tell us where we can find Harley?
You never asked.
So, where is he?
He went home.
Of course. Why should we look there when we can run around all day getting hit by frisbees and frightened by cats?
So the four friends made their way to Harley's house, fearing the worst.
There's fear involved.
Lots of fear.
Well, I don't know. I prefer bravery.
What about frenzy? There's none of that, is there? I'm just too tired.
No frenzy, according to my script. What I do know is you all made it to Harley's house and let the owners know you were there.
What in the world is going on?
My goodness, it looks like Harley has company.
Look, Mom, that one's licking Harley's ears.
For the record, that's not weird for a dog.
Well, come on, you bullies, let's take this party outside.
Oh, Harley, you're okay.
We were so worried. Babushka was worried, you know. My mistake, I was worried, overcome with general anxiety.
We're just glad to see you alive, Harley.
Harley left Frank's restaurant thinking of nothing but water. If there had been a lake, he would have jumped in and drained it dry, hoping to stop the thirst. But he had been remembering.
Doctor, we're talking about life or death here.
He shouldn't have eaten bacon. It's bad for the digestion.
Now, if you drank the water you think you need, it would cause your stomach to swell and then twist.
What can we do to help him, Doc?
Hobart. Are you awake? I'm really thirsty.
And as his friend slept, Harley made his way home. Something about being with his people seemed exactly what he needed. He slept beside Jimmy.
Harley, stop hugging all the blankets.
And he dreamed of water, but he didn't drink a drop until morning. For Harley, the danger had finally passed. Harley discovered how much his friends really loved him.
Ow!
The next time you see Bacon, leave it alone. I'm just so glad you're all right.
Okay, so it was tough love.
The toughest!
Now, I know you're probably not ready for it, Harley, but when you can, we'd like to hold a little celebration for you at Frank's.
What's on the menu?
Probably something with fiber. Anytime they say to eat healthy, they talk about fiber.
Fiber?
It's like cardboard, with color.
I love cardboard.
Sounds about right.
In time, the bullies would come to see this as a moment when they became best of friends, when forgiveness was offered and received, when joy was shared, and when Bacon became a bulldog's nemesis. This was just another day in the life of a bully.
Let's go get some chocolate.
Look, I read the 10 things a dog should never eat. You can forget about chocolate, grapes, raisin cheese, onion soda, and even bones. Imagine that.
They never tell you that in puppy daycare.
It's dangerous in there.
You've been listening to The Bullies, House Calls, Extreme Thirst, and Forbidden Bacon. We'd like to thank our cast. Jack McQuillan as the narrator, Katie Daynart as Harley, Glenn Haskell as Hobart, Natalie Stanfield Thomas as Mamie, Tom Chalker as Boaz, Marie Copan as Babushka, Rich Brennan as Tony, April Sadowski as Jody, Ryan Haskell as Jimmy, Boz Collins as Dr. Malone. The Bullies, House Calls, Extreme Thirst and Forbidden Bacon was written by Glenn Haskell and produced by Glenn Haskell and Mike Murphy. Executive producer, Captain John Tatarczyk. The Bullies' main theme is the original composition of Willem Krupczynski. Mixer, Russell Gold. Script editor, Cheryl Collins. Webmaster, April Sadowski. Special thanks to all who put up with artist types like those represented in this drama. We can't entertain without our own sense of playful spirit. This production is for enjoyment purposes only. I'm your narrator, Jack McQuillan. This is an original production by Misfits Audio, copyright 2012, all rights reserved.
And I'm just gonna go through here and be Mamie, okay? So, Mamie.
His expression suggested.
Now, if you drank all the water you think you need, it would cause your stomach to swell and then twist, like you did last summer.
Oh, and they talk. Boy, do they talk.
If Babushka hits me one more time, I'm gonna wear me some armor. She's dangerous.
Ow.